What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here from the This Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about the Star Wars game Rivals, which was on soft launch, and then it's basically closing down in a couple of weeks, and it never really even officially got launched. So it's kind of an odd one where we know Disney pulled the plug on video games quite often early. I don't know if I've ever seen them do it this early before it's even gone that wild.
I'm not sure if Disney has. I know I've heard of soft launch games getting canned before they even get launched. I mean, that's part of a soft launch, is trying to decide whether a game is viable or not. It's the mobile version of a beta, but I don't know if Disney's pulled one. I feel like they probably have, but it probably was something that we never even played in the first place. So, you know, I mean, considering how trigger happy they are with getting rid of stuff that underperforms.
Yeah, that was a really, like, because this game's been in soft launch for a long time. I mean, we originally started talking about it like almost this time last year. I think it went in soft launch around about January time, and it just didn't really kick off. Maybe they had, because this is the trouble, is this is, I think this was a Disney owned one rather than franchised out to a different company. I don't think it was out to anybody else. And I'm wondering if it had something to do with Disney Consumer Products, because they've got rid of some staff apparently, and also just aware that they shifted away from doing their own products and going out to different companies, because we've just recently heard Zynga have got rights to do a new game and they're taking over Star Wars Commander. But also, I wonder, did the backlash to Star Wars Battlefront maybe put this game on like warning shot of like, we don't really want to release a pay-to-win microtransaction-filled shooting game after the reaction of Battlefront 2?
See, I'm there might be some merit to that, but I suspect more, you know, they're going to give every game an equal shot, and it just must not have been performing anywhere near the numbers they wanted in soft launch. It's possible there are other factors such as Battlefront backlash and so forth. My personal suspicion is just that the market isn't really ready for so many PvP-focused Star Wars mobile games. I think it might even been last week or 2 weeks ago we were talking about the mobile market. And, you know, a lot of the Marvel games are single-player with multiplayer components, whereas most of the Star Wars games are heavily multiplayer with single-player components. And unless you capture a fairly sizable free-to-play crowd, the whales don't join in as well, because the whales have to have somebody to beat, right? Mm. You know, part of the point of being a whale is to be able to crush the free-to-play players. But if the only people you're playing against are on the same level as you, that kind of defeats the purpose. And I think that this heavy focus on Star Wars multiplayer, you know, players have to focus on a single game. You can't expect people to drop hundreds or thousands of dollars across an entire line. They're going to focus on one game where they can excel rather than five or six games where they can be mediocre. And I think, you know, this is just the casualty of it, because it's the new kid on the block for the Star Wars games. You know, you're fighting against the entrenched ones like Commander, Galaxy of Heroes, any of the other Star Wars games that are currently out of soft launch. And yeah, people just were like, no, we've already got our Star Wars multiplayer games.
And I'm going to be honest, I think, I look at the success of Fortnite, and I look at that as a shooter that's on mobile,
right?
And then you're putting out like an on the rails kind of shooting game. Which, did you play Rivals? Because I didn't.
I did play it. We have an episode from around this time last year where I talked about it briefly. I have no idea how it evolved as a game, if it even did, because, well, I'll tell you, if after a year there haven't been any updates, then that's definitely a warning sign. But it was, you know, tap to go to this location and then tap to shoot at this target and so on and so forth. Whereas Fortnite is, you know, or PUBG is a mostly fully featured game. And I know at least, the Fortnite players are playing against people on consoles and PCs as well, which is pretty impressive when you get down to it. So,
but to me as well, that kind of takes the thing of, you've got this shooting game, and essentially now you've got competition out there which is killing it, doing it far better than you, and the game just looks suddenly just looks old hat. You know, if you can't fully control your character like a normal shooting game, and you got Fortnite doing it, you're not really going to grab the market as well when there's better games out there. You've got to be good. Just slapping Star Wars logo on stuff doesn't automatically mean that this thing's going to do very well. You know, Battlefront 2 on the consoles is still a very good shooting game. You know, it's built from the core. It's still based on being a top quality game. But I just feel like a shooting game where you're just pressing left and right, I just don't think that's good enough for the this year anymore.
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly probably a market for it because it is an easier game than a fully featured game such as Fortnite. You know, it's not as complex and it's not quite as reaction time oriented because, you know, you can just set up a camp, I assume, and try to defend yourself. And if you're in a good squad, you could, in theory, have each other's blind spots and so on. So there, it's different enough that it could have conceivably captured an audience. But yeah, I think most people are going to gravitate more towards the Fortnite style experience. And it you know, with both Battlefield 5 and Call of Duty having their own Fortnite Battle Royale style things, it wouldn't surprise me at all if part of the reason for ditching Rivals was that there is a Star Wars Battle Royale of some form in development as well, maybe as an add-on for Battlefront 2. Maybe as a standalone mobile app, I don't know. I don't want it, but they'll try because that's the hot trend right now.
Yeah, it just feels like also the fact that this game looks like it, you know, looking on Star Wars, it's on StarWars.com. It says it's going to be closing down on it was October the 11th. It's closing down. They're no longer offering any in-app purchases, but they will not be giving any refunds or anything like that. So the game's running for a few more weeks. If you are playing it on soft launch, it kind of grabbed headlines all over the place because you don't tend to have a Star Wars game cancelled before it's officially released. Not especially at a point where this was a game that was essentially out in some countries. It was out in Australia, New Zealand, and Canada. So it's not like, I mean, like the old, like that Boba Fett game that never came to light, but they did a little bit of work on it, or the Disney Infinity Rogue One video game tie-in thing where they've done some work on it. You know, this was a game that was out, you know, people could get it, but it also shows the big problem of digital games of they pull the foot trigger and they go, but it also shows how you can invest money in a game and they can pull the, and Disney are horrendous for it.
Right. I mean, they have definitely established that reputation and they change their strategy every couple of years, it seems. So, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of money involved for these companies. It's very lucrative to have the Star Wars license, very lucrative to have the Marvel or Disney licenses, but you have to justify it. And we've seen plenty of times when companies have not justified it. Like, what was it? Avengers Assembled? No.
We had Avengers.
Well, it was a turn-based
Alliance. Yeah, they had Alliance, one and two,
They pulled the plug despite the fact that Avengers Alliance 1 was still extremely popular, but they tried to replace it with Avengers Alliance 2. People wanted nothing to do with it, and it got canceled after what, like 7 or 8 months, give or take.
Yeah, so it's very, very odd of how the mobile. I think that's one of those things that when you do pay a little bit of attention to what Disney do regularly, you know, and we've been doing like video game podcasts now, it must be nearly 4 or 5 years now. So over the time, you do start seeing the trends kicking in of how what goes on. And yeah, it was just a real odd one of just sort of seeing as like, I forgot that it was still in soft launch because, you know, I'd heard
you weren't talking about it.
And also, apparently, didn't have any updates for 6 months. That says to me, I mean, maybe they were trying to do what they did with Commander and try to offsell it, try to take it off the books and give it to somebody else. Because that whole Disney Consumer Products Group is going through a major reshuffle and becoming part of the Park and Resorts group later this year, and they've been laying people off, and there's a big shift in what they're doing. And they've already announced that they're making a different change to their strategy for mobile games earlier this year and console games. It just looks like Rivals just did not match up with what else was going on.
Yeah, and I think we could point to any number of these reasons, and I'm sure almost all of them are a factor into it. But it, again, this is just one of those things where all mobile players in any mobile game and in many regular PC or console games have to take a buyer beware approach. If you're going to invest in Galaxy of Heroes, in Avengers Academy, in Disney Magic Kingdoms, you can't view it as a long-term investment. It has to be a
donut,
an instant gratification. Yeah. A donut, a cup of coffee, which is why very often we look at these prices and go, no, these prices are insane. I'm not spending $20 on a character in Galaxy of Heroes. And this is why we like Disney Magic Kingdom or liked it. Yeah. Or, you know, I know you still play it. I know they got the Little Mermaid event going on. And I have to admit, I was kind of tempted to be in because I love Flounder.
Yeah, again, he was like literally, I think it was like $6.99 with another building or something. And it's like that kind of price. It's a sandwich, it's a meal, it's something. It's not ridiculously priced. I mean, things like Star Wars Rivals, you know, they bring on all these different characters, but again, it's like a shooting game. And I personally feel like this is coming at so many different angles. I think it was the wrong game, wrong timing. Fortnite, Star Wars Battlefront 2, loot crate problems. It was probably just a storm of multiple problems building up on this game of why it just wasn't the right time for this game to come out this year.
No, it absolutely wasn't. And honestly, based on what we have observed as people with no insider knowledge, it was the right decision. So every once in a while, Disney gets flack for their decisions to pull the plug. I mean, people still feel the burn on Infinity and then the aforementioned Avengers Alliance and other titles. And this one, it sounds like they were right. It based on what evidence we have, I can't fault them for this decision.
And also the thing as well, it was in soft launch. I mean, I feel bad in those countries if, you know, because it might have been sold as a proper game and you've invested money. But then for the majority of countries and stuff, it wasn't even out. So they actually saved that whole problem of getting it out there and letting people buy stuff and then pull the plug. Because it would have been worse to have launched it maybe back in March and then cancel it now, whereas people have been playing it for 6 months. But who knows? We'll never know what really happened with the game. But if you were playing it, we'd love to know what you guys thought of the game. And also, if you weren't playing it, this is the kind of, would you have played it? Is it something that you'd have been interested in? I'd love to know your thoughts. Go check us out over at DisneyKingdom.com for all of the latest on all Disney kind of news. And also remember, you can like, follow, and subscribe on all the different platforms. James, where they can find you?
Find me at heroiclegacy.com.
And on that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later.